Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Forge D20 podcast. I am your host and game master of the Tales of Lothrienth campaign, Zach Coldiron. I know that we just got back from a brief vacation. I had some things happen in my life that I'd rather not speak about right now, and it kind of threw a wrench in me feeling motivated to do an episode last week, so I really apologize, you know, for the lack of content that you guys have been getting. But without further ado, man, I'm going to be starting back up with weekly Forge D20 podcast content, so make sure you guys are tuning in every Tuesday if you're a patron on Patreon, which, by the way, if you are not a patron on Patreon already, please go ahead and join one of the tiers. It gives you early access to one of the episodes a week. Or you would have to wait until the free episode on Friday, and if you even get into the highest tier, you'd be able to play a one-shot game with us once a month. So if that's something you're interested in, go ahead and check out our Patreon. So, with everything out of the way and all the housekeeping stuff, let's go ahead and start the next arc of Tales of Lothrienth, the Eden Eflar arc. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Forge D20 podcast presents Tales of Lothrienth. We're going to go ahead and pick up where we left off. After a grueling battle, only Moros and Lloyd got out alive besides the rest of the members of the web. Some of them, unfortunately, did perish. But, Lloyd, we're going to start with you. You fell asleep while Moros is in control of the little lifeboat that you guys are aboard at this time. And as you are sleeping, as you're sleeping, you begin to reminisce about the past a little bit. You dream. And you see you and a couple of your friends doing a job, stealing some sort of piece of Arcanatech. What it was, you weren't sure, but you were hired to do the job, so you went and did it anyway. And you see where everything went wrong. An explosion. Something you weren't expecting. You don't know where it came from. You were knocked out. When you came to, you woke up, strapped to a chair. You couldn't move your arms, nor your legs, barely even your head as you wake to turn and see a figure that you recognize. You see a gnome man with a very scraggly, wild hair, a big old bald spot, and he's wearing these big blue goggles that are staring into your soul. He's holding a syringe full of some sort of purple ichor, and you hear his laugh, something that's haunted your mind for some time. He sticks it into your arm, and you see him slowly push down the syringe, inserting this liquid into your arm. And you can see that your veins begin to pulse and turn the color purple. Twitches. You feel your body is in agonizing pain. And you can just hear the laugh of Savius, the man who changed you forever. But suddenly, you're jolted awake. And when you're jolted awake, you see Moros, who looks not as lost as he did before. He was a little worried about, finding this island, but luckily finding the highest peak in the entire realm was not difficult to navigate. As you all dock your lifeboat onto a shore, and you can see a little cliffside about 30 feet in front of you, and you can see fresh smoke bellowing from atop. You can see a tent over there. There may be someone taking refuge on this beach here. What do you two do?
Well, first, I'm gonna, as I wake up. Morehouse.
Oh, goodness gracious, Lord.
Where are we?
I thought you were in like a coma. I didn't think you'd be awake that fast. We are here. Eflar, Eden, whatever we were supposed to be doing here, I don't know, but we're here. This island. And he points at the peak, the great mountain. He points at that. Am I in the right place? I took us where we're supposed to go. And kind of like shrugs.
Yeah, we're here.
Moros looks at you and you see him kind of squint his eyes for a second. Are you all right, Lord? You look like you've seen a ghost.
Something similar. It's a nightmare. You know.
Moros kind of puts his hand up, care to share? Or more of like a deep hidden trauma thing?
More of a deep hidden trauma.
Okay, I'll, best of luck with that, I guess. I'm not good with this sort of thing. But, oh, look at that! A campsite over there, Lloyd! Moros starts walking ahead for a second.
See if this
perhaps we can find help.
If has any food. Target.
What if they're not friendly? I mean, we'll just take care of it.
We're gonna slowly encroach.
I'll let the white tape for me.
Alright. As you come up this slope that kind of divides two cliffs, you turn. You face forward, you can see a entrance to a cave. To the left, you can see an abandoned campsite. And to your right, sitting at this campsite, what does Moros and Lloyd see, Dalton?
I blew it up so everyone can get a better look at it. You see, sitting there, tending to the fire, a bird folk. He more so in the form of a crow. And just kind of humming away to himself with the bright, like, blue feathers towards the top that kind of fade into these silverish gray towards the end. His kind of entire color scheme seeming to try to match that, around that. But yeah, just a bird folk. Big ass, maul sitting off to the side, covered head to toe in plate armor. So, as... I guess, I mean, are you all stealthing up?
No, I'm gonna...
Plate armor. No, I'm not even gonna
do that loud-ass whistle bullshit that people do.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
Hey, hi, oh. You all are wet.
Yeah, we just washed up on the shore here.
Oh, well, you were on the ship. I watched it get blown up.
See it from that far?
I mean... Yes. I have pretty good eyes. Oh, here. Come, sit around the fire. Sit around the fire. As he gets up, walks over to you, puts a hand on both of your shoulders and guides you to the fire. Come. Sit. Hold on. Well, 1 second. He opens up his bag, starts ruffling around in there. Huh, here we go. Pulls out two blankets and hands them to each of you. There. Get warm. Dry off. Get warm.
Moros takes the blanket and kind of throws it over his shoulders. He looks over at Lloyd. He is a different, curious fellow.
My name is Delcom. Delcom Goldstrike. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Lloyd.
Nice. And you, Tiefling friend?
Greetings, Delcom Goldstrike. I am Boros Omenblor.
You are suddenly very quiet, Hunter.
Oh.
What about now?
You are good now.
Better.
Okay. Sorry. I said,
it is good to make your acquaintance. I am Moros Omenborn.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Why your ship explode like that? I just watch splinters fly everywhere from here, but...
You want to tell me? No, I do. What means to
giant monsters. Something else. Crest. Ship.
There, that is. The big monsters will do that. Why are you all here?
Hold on. I'm sorry. When I hear you, your character's voice, all I think is, I am a surgeon.
It's not intentional. He's a bird who learned how to mimic speech.
I am a surgeon.
He's a crow. He doesn't like.
You're an Eric
mimic Cook. Speech.
Not an Eric Cook, but the fucking.
He's technically an Allen, but he's a bit different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry for the interruption.
I mean, I was asking you a question, so it was up to you to answer.
Got in my head. Yeah, that's just about the gist of everything.
What were you all doing on the big ship?
Headed here.
Why headed here? Why come this place?
He's an inquisitive fellow, isn't he?
Yeah, quite a bit.
He's an inquisitive fellow, isn't he?
Is he mocking me?
Is he mocking me?
Why are you mocking my friend?
He tilts his head, looks confused. Pardon, nervous habit. I mimic voices.
Moros nods. I see.
He's a street performer.
Moros, I'm a cleric.
Oh, he's a cleric. That's
specifically a battle cleric, a field medic, battle medic, whatever you want to call it.
Well, what is a field medic, battle cleric boy doing here?
This, and he reaches into his bag, pulls out a tablet, a very familiar tablet. And pulls up flips it over, taps his fingers, slides it a couple of times, and then turns it around to show it to you. I'm following this. And you see two dots right next to each other. And he looks at it, looks at you, looks at it, looks at you. That's interesting. That's interesting.
What the hell is that?
Do you all have a tablet like this?
He looks over at Lloyd. Do we have a tablet like that?
I do.
Oh.
Ooh,
we do.
Do you know anything about the big red bull?
Big red.
No! Big red bull. That's what they used to call me back home. I'm kidding. No.
Oh, can I ask where you got that from then?
Found it at a camp.
Did you see anything at the camp? Anything about the people there?
Slowly turns his head towards Lloyd.
Aye. We buried them. The people at that camp.
Okay. That's still sad. Some hope is lost. Others are better. At least they didn't end up in the pit of the bull's stomach.
Nope. Nobody's stomach.
Nope. Nobody in anybody's stomach. Not at all.
Thank you for burying them. That was my family.
Well, that makes me feel better, having though I prayed over them. That is good.
Thank you.
You don't feel better.
That is very kind.
Don't feel good.
I don't feel good at all.
To think we would meet the family members of those poor individuals.
Yeah, I had gone home. For, you know, a little vacation I'd gotten, and when I had arrived, our homes were burned down, there was blood everywhere. How dry it had been, I think, a few weeks by this point. But, my God, he told me, the Crimson Bull killed them. So now I hunt it.
Would you like that tablet back? You know, as a memento?
No. I have one already. You keep it. It's yours. You did them a favor by giving them a proper burial. They can pass on to the afterlife properly and with honor now.
Talcum, my good man, would you give us a moment? Just a moment. I need to confer with my ally.
Turns, looks at you, doesn't blink for like good 5 seconds. Just stares at you. Okay, that sounds good. I will watch the fire. He goes back to tending the fire.
Moros kind of watches him for like 2 or 3 seconds and then kind of hesitantly moves towards Lloyd. Hey, can I talk to you for just a second, you know, away from Mr. Goldstrike for a moment?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, go over here.
And he like drags you over like about 10, 15 feet away.
Let's just be completely transparent here. Are we going to tell him, you know, who the Crimson Bull is, and we know what happened to them? We don't. I'm not even going to mention what happened to his kin, and you know which one I'm speaking of.
Mm-hmm. I mean, don't you think he deserves to know, though?
You want to tell him everything?
Well, of course, he's no longer an ally.
Are you going to tell him that you ate his sibling?
That's because you see Morris is trying. I can't compose myself, but Morris is very composed.
More. I have to get the tough path. That day has haunted me for so long.
He had such innocent eyes. Lord. The way you went at him, it was like a rabid dog.
I couldn't help it. In the moment, he was so tasty.
Oh, God.
But afterwards... afterwards, the flavor changed. It was awful.
Oh, God. What the hell is wrong with that forest? I never want to go back there. Fine, if you want to tell him... Do you think we should tell him now or later? Maybe we tell him now.
Tell him now. Tell him.
Morris looks at you. Okay, we tell him now.
I need to ask forgiveness.
Okay. All right, Lord, you take the lead on this one. I'll just try to be reassuring. Morris gets back down.
So, Delcom.
Yes.
We have withheld some information about your family.
You know about the bull?
We do know about the bull.
Tell me, I must slay the bull immediately.
We traveled with the bull. We had considered him an ally at the time. However, some dark happenings took place and he's no longer a friend.
Ooh. You know friend with Bull? I know friend of Bull. This is blessing.
Would you like to
you friend of mine now?
The truth. You'd like to know the truth?
I know the truth. Sort of. God told me truth.
That the forest was cursed?
Oh yes, I know about the forest.
That the bull, he went on a rampage, you see. A curse of his own.
Mm-hmm. Most monsters are indeed cursed, yes.
He exploded the youngest.
Oh.
And the forest asked me to eat him.
Oh no! Oh no! No! You ate my baby brother! Oh! Oh, hold on. All right, we're good. All is forgiven.
I was forced by the force.
Oh no, and you
do such a
thing. You are forgiven. I know about the curse.
Ooh, I spotted your family.
I desperately want to smash your skull in, but I won't.
Well, that is the reason why we bury them.
I take back my thanks for earlier.
Well,
you did a bad and did a good. So it is neutral, and therefore, I have nothing to thank you or be upset with you for anymore.
You know, Doc.
Yes.
You're a good man.
Good. Good man. Good man.
You seek still alive.
Oh, I know. It's undead.
Remember that story about the serpent that blew up our ship?
Oh, yes, the big monsters.
Well, the Red Bull's curse took place again.
The Red Bull is here.
Not here.
Oh.
Deep in the abyss of the sea.
Well, can the bull swim?
No, but I can't say the same about his god.
Ooh. Well, we will find the bull. Eventually. Oh, I will find the bull. Eventually. And the bull shall be crushed underneath my hammer.
In that time, if you were to find him for us, is there a way for you to contact us? As his former friends,
contact. You see him turn over to his bag and start throwing shit out. Contact. Nope, nothing to contact with.
What are you doing out here?
Well, I was following the little dot here, from the tablet. The present I got from my grandfather. I got it as a gift, well, kind of, for my service here in Eflar. But I'm a bit of a sabbatical right now. The death of my family, and, well, the unending vengeance that burns in my heart. I cannot serve Ulteus well and dutifully. So, until the fires are quelled, I am on a journey of self-reflection and vengeance, whatever comes first.
Sure.
Should also question. Tell him what brought us here.
Oh, yes. We need entrance into Eflar.
Hold on. Oh, no. You see him pull back out the tablet, start swiping through it. Escort, okay. I should be able to escort you in. I need full names and, well, any identification you might have, though.
Well, Declan, that's going to be an issue.
Oh. Well, hold on. I could bring you in under the guise of arrest and then let you go later. You seem nice people.
Well, Morris, have you ever been arrested? Oh, wait, we started our adventure with you almost getting arrested.
Yes, I was going to say almost once, and then a giant minotaur and a human man saved me, quote unquote. And then somehow that ended up with me being here now in this moment. You see Morris kind of like look to the ground. Gods. How long has it been? Also, a question out of game. How long has it been? How long have we been on this journey at this point?
Fucking almost a couple months, maybe 2 to 3 months.
2 to 3 months?
Yeah, give or take.
Okay. Oh. It's been... What was that?
No, go on. I'm apologizing for interrupting. Keep going.
It's fine. It has been a very long and arduous journey. But we are here now. And Dalcom, you are more than welcome for the help. I appreciate all that you offer us. Do you have to take our weapons?
Ooh, yes, yes. Oh, weapons, and I need the mask.
Now?
Not where?
Oh, no, no, not now. Not now. Just when we enter. I don't need the weapons now either. Just when we get close.
Where are we entering from?
Ooh, well, technically the front gate, but like a side door on the front gate.
We're not moving through Eden.
No. I don't go there. I'm not like there.
Makes sense.
They don't like us Selicorians. Well, especially because we came to Flor to establish peace and forge a bond between our two nations.
That problem I was mentioning. I'm going to turn around and show him the tattoo on the back of my head.
Ooh, that's bad. Are you still, you know, part of them?
No. But I do have connections.
Connections. Well, if we go in, we have to cover back of your head.
All right. How are we going to do that?
Oh, here. He turns around back into his pouch and starts digging around again and pulls out a wig. Here you go.
He's carrying wigs.
It's commanding officer spare.
Who's the commanding
officer? Gerald. Sergeant Gerald.
I'll wear it gladly.
We could set out now. It'd probably be a bit before we get there. How long would it be till we get there?
It's going to be about maybe a day or two hike up the mountain.
Okay. You see, he pulls out his. He lifts up the tablet. Taps a couple things, starts pressing some on the screen a couple times.
Excuse me, how much do you weigh?
Hey, looking at Moros.
With or without the armor?
With.
Probably like, around 350, 360 pounds.
Boop. Looks like we're walking. You all are too heavy for me to carry with your armor and with your weapons.
You're calling me French?
More sense with a raised eyebrow?
No. How much do you know about birds?
I would say that I am a novice of avian expertise.
Okay. Well, we have hollow bones.
I think you should get that.
Oh, no, it helps us fly. If you were lighter, it could carry you. But you are too heavy, my bones too hollow to carry you. With all your stuff, both at the same time. I could probably carry you alone,
The Lloyd?
It's fine. Hello?
I guess we should we get going or should we get some rest?
I didn't even realize I left it, that I'd been fucking dropped from call. Cool.
Yeah. Should we get going or should we get some rest?
Well, that's up to you. It will be about a day and a half of travel.
Well, I could personally use a rest, considering I just survived a shipwreck and I had to get him and his unconscious body here to shore.
Oh, yes. That makes sense. That does make sense.
Yes, that would be most welcome to me.
Well, we... I will let you all rest first. Who would like to take up the next watch? This area is not safe.
Hell's with it, I'll do it.
Okay. I will watch for the first 4 hours. And then you two can watch for the next two.
Oh.
Split up between you, of course.
Alright. Anything else we need to get off our chest or ask of one another before I turn over and get some rest?
What's the political situation like in the United
States? I'm sorry?
The political situation.
Oh, in Eflar?
No, obviously.
Well, as of right now, everything seems to be okay. I don't know about Eden, though. I don't go there. But we get along with the people of Eflar. And last I heard, negotiations were going well. So that's about as much as I know. I'm still very, well, relatively new to the Order.
Alright.
Only 1 year. Only 1 year in.
Well, in the meantime, we rested.
Okay. Get some sleep. And he takes another blanket out of the bag and throws it over the fire and smothers the fire.
Well, everybody, I know this episode was rather short, but we just had to introduce this new character that Dalton is bringing to the table since Chorus's departure. Make sure you guys tune in next week as we are going to continue with Tales of Lodrienth, so you can see what happens next when they get to the city of Eden Eflar. Thank you, everybody, for tuning into this episode of the Forge D20 podcast. I want to go ahead and announce and thank our patrons on Patreon, Melanie Droz, Melanie Cochialone, and Anakin Gross. Thank you for listening.